At least we're ready, man. We're in here.
Well, two of us are ready.
Yeah.
Another one is conducting business.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Make more money to me.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all are y'all discussing me while I'm gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We ain't mad at you, bro.
I'm not mad at all. Because I knew one day you'll share.
Culture Shock.
Yay!
Yo. So, last week we were wondering if us being in a studio and Crystal being at home isolated would be the new normal. Turns out the new normal is we're all pretty much away from each other.
Let's take a video call. It's fun.
Okay. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm isolated. I'm in Garfield. Where are you at, Phoenix?
I'm in Ohio. Keep it like that.
I'll tell you where I am. Okay.
We're gonna keep it like that's about it.
Well, I'm in DTW, and I'll leave it at that. Oh my God! All right, who's up first? Who's on first? That's the you know. I'm psyched that we're doing this seriously, that we've figured out a way to frickin' no. Let me rephrase that. I'm psyched that Phoenix has figured out a way to do this.
This was a long journey's night. So yeah, let's kick right off what we got. I wanted to start talking about isolation, since that's where we're all pretty much at right now.
This is where I am with isolation, ready?
Yeah, so why don't we kick off with our isolation experiences? Chris, you want to kick us off?
Yes, please.
Isolation experience.
I just had an aneurysm. Thanks
for. I've ate more. Like, hold up. First off, I made brownies, right?
The good kind?
What?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Cause yeah, I was through the other day. I made brownies. I can't say nothing exciting happened because I went outside. I don't care. I'm moving outside. I'm just here chilling with my boys. Like, we just in here, like, looking at each other, like, what's next?
So, like, how long have you had them? Since how long have they been out of school?
Oh, no, they just came back yesterday. I mean, I had them last week, but they just came back yesterday or whatever. Came back over yesterday. They, you know, they don't go outside anyway, so they really don't care.
The teenage boys don't do it. They don't.
My youngest son is just mad because it's just happening. He asked me to go, you know, about a video game. I said, well, GameStop is not an essential store, so it's closed.
So it's closed.
Unless it's a liquor store, they're open.
Right.
So I'm like, well, if they got it at Walmart, I'll go get it. But the whole fact of the matter, he's like, it's stupid Corona. I'm like, right, it's stupid Corona. He asked, like, is the city on lockdown? I'm like, yeah, pretty much. I'm like, well, what that means is that certain businesses are closed to prevent the spread of the virus or whatever the case may be. So he's just like shaking his head like, like it ruined it for him. Like, he just don't know what to do with himself.
Yeah, that's sort of where I'm at right now. Is I got free time on my hands, and I don't know what to do with it. So, like, I've been indoors for 3 days. I'm almost certain, by the way, since I take the bus, I'm almost certain at some point during this entire thing, yeah, I probably got it, honestly.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the other day, I woke I went over my people. I went over my cousin's house, right? They quarantine you at the door, hit you with the Lysol and the hand sanitizer with the door. You know what I'm saying? So I go over there, right? So when our little young dudes come over, he got his little mask on or whatever. And then me personally, I'm like, well, what is the mask for? Is it that because you got it or are you trying to keep from getting it? Which one is it? That's me personally, I'm like, all right, well, maybe, you know, whatever. So, you know, I shook his hand.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Right.
I shook his hand. And by the time I left, I had the sniffles. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I'm like, I got the corona. No. I felt like I was like, because after he left, they was like, well, yeah, that, you know, he said he was coughing. I'm like, man, y'all let me give him that? What the fuck wrong with y'all?
Oh, man. You're supposed to get that like this now, bro. Like, just straight elbow. Like,
yeah, elbow bump.
Like, yeah, we don't even fist bump no more.
I'm so used to the hand that, man. I high five everybody.
Oh, my God.
That's why they had to shut our school down, because they knew, like, if any place was going to be a hub.
Transmit for, shit. Oh, my God. Yeah. People, like, lick each other high.
Oh, like, it was funny, because the last day I was there, they actually had me on the schedule.
Right.
And I was cleaning up the studios, and I was like, every time I cleaned the studio, I had to go back, because I was remember something that we could probably, like, I was like, I had to rub down the microphones, because I'm like, I forget, like, people spit all over the microphone.
Yeah. So and like, not intentionally, it's just when you're speaking.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna have droplets of spit.
Yeah.
Spittle.
I'm like, that's right. Probably the greatest way to spread it right there is just people using the studios.
So
right.
They say it stays on your hands for I wanna say up to like 40 minutes.
You know, which is why you wash your hands all the
Yeah, so a lot happens in those 40 minutes. So, but it stays on material for up to 6 to 12 hours. It stays on metal
for 48 hours.
Yeah, 48 hours. Something else, but it's just crazy how they got it down to a science on how long it stays on something. Like, that right. means y'all been studying this shit for a very long time.
Yeah. So I know, like, being in isolation, and which really for me isn't complete isolation, because I've had to work the past 2 days, but like there's one store around where I live, so I've literally it's been here or there, like that's it. Like there's nothing else.
I'm limited like to the store. I walk to the store. And back to the house. That's about it. I go to the grocery store.
And that's life now. Like it's,
yeah, that's the only place I go.
Yeah. Like so for you, Crystal, what's it been like? Because I mean, at least you got company. Chris got company. I'm in here talking to the voices in my head. So what what's it been like for you?
A typical day for me. I mean, I do a shit ton of laundry. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing like mom stuff. I've been doing like very domesticated direct sales rep person, Pampered Chef stuff. You know, I'm
doing mom stuff.
I'm doing mom stuff, you know, and it's weird, but I'm doing mom stuff. I don't watch TV because you turn the TV on, it's all the same shit anyway. That's it. You know, that's it. I mean, I cook. And now because my husband's working every other week because his company is, all right, so his company is owned by Warren Buffett.
Oh.
And it's in Wycliffe and it starts with an L. So now you can probably figure out which one that is, but they're working every other week because to keep the people separated, they have half staff. So they can keep them more separated when they do that. So they're working on a every other week shift. This week, John is off. So he's home all day, which is cool. Because he and Gracie are having some time, you know, and they're doing stuff. And they're out of my hair. but I've been able to kind of hang out with my husband and you know. But that's it.
Hang out with your husband, honey.
Well, you know. But no, not really. Because if you've forgotten, there are.
Oh, y'all have been catching up.
In this house right here. This,
yeah, yeah.
And then that,
Hey, you gotta learn sometime.
Hey, you know, not that. Oh, not that way. She learned that way. Oh, no.
Is that working?
Nope. Oh, man.
Oh, man, no.
So, like, actually, that's actually a really good strategy. I mean, like, the every other week type of thing.
Yeah, it is. It makes sense. And he's getting paid. Luckily, the companies he works for, they're paying him every time a week anyway. He's not losing any pay.
Sneezed over there. Who's sneezing?
My daughter. I know. Hey, Gracie, what? You got the corona? Oh, she just said it's corona time.
No, man, I was teasing the hell out of one of my coworkers the other day. She had got something in her throat. She started coughing. I was like, I told the boss on her. I was like, hey, y'all got to get her, bro. She over here coughing.
Like, she's doing the wrong thing.
Right. I'm like, we made her put on a mask and everything. We was like, nah, bro. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. It's serious out here.
It is serious. I mean, it's serious. I mean, we laugh about it, you know, yeah. But on the same token, we don't let our daughter play with the 3-year-old down the street that she used to play with all the time.
Yeah.
Because that 3-year-old went to a daycare up till they closed 3 days ago, you know? So I'm like, and I texted her mom, like, man, I'm like, I can't, I'm like, I'm sorry. I said, I'm not. And she's like, no, I get it. I'm doing the same thing with the daughter, her daughter.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
But on the same token, our daughter is playing with a friend of ours across the street with whom she's played regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know who that little girl hangs out with. And it's like no other kid other than Gracie. So it's kind of like they share the same germs anyway. So I'm okay with that. But not the 3-year-old.
You find yourself hanging with the people you hung with before Corona.
Exactly. It's back in PC, you know?
I got my mom. I got my kids.
Oh, I don't go near my parents.
That's it.
See, Chris and his mom stay together. Like, I'm like, my mom has called me like 4 times. Like, hey, you coming over? I'm like, no.
Nope.
No, absolutely not.
Right. Well, here's my out. Okay, so you guys know I've got MS. That's my out because my medication pretty much destroys my immune system. So I have no immune system. So, and I can't, like, my dad is not well. Not that he's sick, he doesn't have cancer or anything, but he's old, not old, he's 66, but he acts like he's 96. Mm. And he actually's retired officially, effective yesterday.
Wow.
Which is another story from another time, for another time. But anyway, so my mom's retired, my dad's retired. I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not coming over there because we got Gracie hangs around with other kids. I said, I don't know who's carrying what. I said, not for nothing, but I'll see you in a couple months.
Right.
You know, I love you guys, but see you in a couple months.
And I think I asked this question. I don't know if I asked it to you guys, but I did ask a few people. Realistically, how long do you think the self-isolation, the whole COVID-19, you know, pandemic, how long do you think, realistically, it will last?
June.
Not weeks.
June.
Months?
That's it, right there. That's it, not weeks. Chris, I'm with you.
June. You said June?
Chris, I'm with you.
I asked a few people. They said realistically?
August.
Yeah. I heard October was like.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah.
You know, they've already, so Gracie's school has already okayed them all to not take any standardized tests for the year. They're allowing seniors to graduate as long as, the teachers say, yeah, they're okay. They're graduating anyway. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm more Phoenix with your friends. They're saying, you know, this fall.
It might be, but I'm thinking if it's like any virus,
right?
Typical virus,
yeah.
And if the summer be what I think it's gonna be, it ain't gonna survive the summer.
No, and I hope it doesn't.
It's gonna be a hot summer.
Exactly.
I think that's the most optimistic way.
Yeah. I think it's gonna start. I think we're gonna start seeing things going back into.
You should come say hi. You should come here and say hi.
June.
I think basically October.
You think it'll peak? So it'll peak like July. Peak like July. I want your birthday. I know. Yeah, it's Gracie's birthday is July. So, did you hear that from upstairs?
Yeah. I know somebody's birthday from the 1st to the 31st of July.
Hi.
God. Hey, John. Wow.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, and there's Gracie, of course. Hey. Hi, goodbye. 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 Guys, get out of here. Goodbye. I love you both. Man. Goodbye. Oh, my God.
Very, very,
We're all fucking crazy.
Yeah. Very informal episode of Culture Shock here today.
Very informal. We're all goddamn crazy. We're all quarantined and fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Right, that quarantine crazy.
Quarantine crazy.
All right.
Tired of TV getting you down and depressed? There's one way to spice it up. Culture Shock. It's a podcast like you've never heard. Join in our conversation. It's Chris. It's Crystal. It's Phoenix. We'll give you the news like you've never heard it before.
The following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this, because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
Waterese, the newest technology designed to specifically help you water your Christmas tree without ruining your knees, your back, or your floor by spilling the water. Simply add water to the jug at the top, pull the trigger, and watch the water flow down seamlessly into the base of your tree waterer, keeping your tree healthy and fresh all season long. Waterese, available at fine retailers. Waterese, good for trees other than Christmas trees as well, so try it outside. Waterese, get yours this season while they are still in stock. Waterese.
You're listening to the best damn trash talking podcast on the entire internet. It's the Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
Oh my God. Shit.
So, speaking of which,
yes.
So I believe earlier today, like I woke up to this news that they did pass the $2 trillion, I guess you would call it bailout or aid package or whatever it is.
Yeah, what do they call it?
I'm calling it an aid package. That's what I'm calling it.
All right, a stimulus. They're calling it a stimulus. Yeah.
Yeah, a stimulus package.
Yes.
So $2 trillion, who knows what's in it right now? Or do you need me to tell you?
No, I know.
That's not even the question to ask. Where we get $2 trillion from?
Well, we certainly can't borrow it from China this time.
No.
I think that I was just about to say they pulled out a lot of bogus deals. They pulled out of some deals on China, like, nigga, dog, we gonna keep this money this month. Y'all are right.
Yeah, exactly. You guys fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
We got too many graves to dig.
Do you think that's enough money?
No. Well, it's gonna have to be. Honestly, I do think it's enough money. I think it's going to have to be,
You said exactly right. It's going to have to
be. Right. Because seriously, I mean, if this is money that we are not going to be expected to pay back, which my understanding is we're not expected to pay this back.
No.
And, you know, that's going to have to be. Because no matter how fucked up the whole system is right now, I mean government, I mean healthcare, I mean the whole system. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And we are going to have to just suck it up, buttercup, and deal with it. You know, you're going to get what you get and don't get upset. Get what you get, don't throw a fit.
Here's the issue with it. Like, they had a plan before. And the problem with it was that it gave away about $500 billion to businesses and corporations.
Yeah.
And it like one, they said that you wouldn't need to disclose what you did with the money for at least 6 months.
Right.
And then two, that it went to industries that like,
sorry,
like they don't need a bailout pretty much. Like they're like, okay.
Right.
And so like, so the new one unfortunately still has that provision in it. But obviously the disclosure part is over. So like if they get the money, they do have to disclose it immediately.
Right.
But I just think it's weird that these people get a $500 billion bailout when they don't need it. Like,
right.
I feel like it should be front loaded towards people who are working people who aren't working, really.
It should go to the guy who actually got laid off.
Yeah.
The girl who actually got laid off. The person who actually.
Agreed.
Or a person who actually keeping the business running. The healthcare people that's actually in there, you know, having to deal hands on with sickly people, period. So. Yeah.
Right.
If anybody should get that money first, it's those who actually. The job was significant, but they didn't see it as essential. That small guy, that healthcare aide, nurse, doc, whatever, they need to be.
They should get it.
They should pay them first.
And
like me, on the other hand, like guys like me who actually just, you know, last time I worked was when the last time I worked. I mean, if it come to me and come to, if anything come to me, it's a blessing. It's cool. It's extra for me. But if you feel, I felt like this. I felt like he wouldn't roll this package out unless you filed your taxes this year.
No, but yeah, not true.
Whoa. Everybody hasn't filed their taxes this year. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, that was another provision
that was in
the previous bill. I think
if they were giving it to people who filed last year, well, I would get one because I filed last year.
You know, I think that's how they should do it. I mean,
well, they're doing it. If you filed already this year, they're going to go by those figures. If you haven't filed already this year, they're going to use last year's.
Okay, so that's much better. But like,
and I just read that on CNN.com.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Well, we know how reliable CNN is, so yeah, we'll just go with that.
I know. So you take that with a grain of salt.
So like,
if anything comes, that's, I mean, like you said, they shouldn't see that money. They shouldn't be seeing that much money.
Especially because you're front loading what, $1,200 checks, and like one time $1,200 checks to people, and I'm like, you know, I don't know what your monthly income is as opposed to, you know, what it gets taken out for bills and stuff like that. But I'm like, even if you had a $1,200 check, if there's no like moratorium on rents, on mortgages, bills, that money's gone. Like you might as well have got it a $20 check. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that going to do? So I don't know.
It's weird how it came right after a lot of people got their income tax.
Yeah.
I haven't even filed my freaking 2019 ones yet.
No, me either.
I'm just saying for like the people who filed, got them, blew all the money, now look at it.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, I haven't filed.
You wonder what they might have said is like, I need that. I need that now. I need that because I just screwed my income tax up.
I remember a day early in last month where we were super busy at work, and it was like a Monday. We were like, why is it so busy? And it was like, oh yeah, that's right. People got their income
taxes.
And I'm like, I'd be mad if right now we're facing this pandemic and you spend all your money at Red Robin.
Oh my God.
You'd be mad as
hell. Oh my God.
I will
spend money at Red Robin, guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's like one of my daughter's favorite places.
Apparently it's a lot of people's favorite places.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, you would know.
Yeah, it's insane. I've worked at multiple restaurants It has never been as busy as it is at Ray Robin.
I like sitting on the bar side of the house and, you know, having about four drinks. I mean, a couple drinks and, you know, a burger or whatever. That's good. It's good shit.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
Burgers.
Ah, anyway.
Burgers do it for people.
You know, they really do. I love, like, the bunless burger that they have that's in a big old lettuce wrap. I like that.
Yeah,
that's yummy. Oh, all right. So I just so you guys know, I'm jumping in on Chris's segment, I think, and I'm so sorry. So I'm gonna wait till my segment. So I'll wait. Go ahead. Sorry, I just saw a headline that said massive drafting error. GOP senators warn coronavirus spending bill will lead to more layoffs. Needs major fix. No shit.
Yeah.
Ah! Why are they so stupid?
Oh, I had this question too. Like, could you imagine? I don't like. I think we should organize it somehow. I don't know how to do it. I don't know who we need to talk to. But if you could imagine just like 90 days, right? Maybe we'll do it at like somebody will do it as a TV show. But like 90 days, right? Just take your local, state, whatever government, and replace it entirely with teachers, doctors, nurses, bartenders, like, you know what I'm saying, stay-at-home moms, like
who know what the hell is going on with the
just
world?
Just to see what would happen. Like,
oh no, that would never work.
I
manage a house. I can manage a goddamn city.
Like, yeah, just to see, like, give us the budget, see what we do with it. Like,
exactly. And if you go over it, guess what? TFB. Oh, I'm sorry. You overspent on that? I guess you're not getting that, are you? Sorry, that's not negotiable.
That'd be a nice little experiment. Shout out to Bravo. Bravo would do it.
Bravo would do it. Bravo would definitely do that.
They definitely do it quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Right. Uh-huh. 90-day government.
That'd be great, right?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, that'd be fantastic. Why did I freeze? I froze. Okay.
All right. Which, hold up. I just saw something pop up that, oh yeah. So, this is not funny. It's supposed to be funny, but it's not funny. So one of the ways that the Trump administration is trying to fight back against corona, I don't know what their strategy is, but the one thing that Trump had going for him going into re-election in 2020 was the economy, right? Well, the economy's fucking falling apart thanks to coronavirus. So he's in a rush to get things, you know, back on track so he can pretty much say, like, hey, I saved the economy. In doing so, advocates for Trump and for the Republican Party or whatever. It's interesting that you brought up your dad. One of their strategies is let everybody else go back out into the world, but keep the old people in quarantine because they're gonna die. Pretty much, they're gonna die anyway. So let them die like that. Their strategy is let the old people die because they're gonna die anyway, and if that can boost the economy, that's their argument. Now I have a elderly grandmother. She's probably ready to go, honestly. Probably ready to go, but you know, she's got family here. We love her, and we ain't ready for that. So, you know, hearing that, I was like, fuck you? Like legit, fuck you. How do y'all feel about being told to let your grandparents and parents go to the wayside to boost the economy?
Oh, man, that's the wrong thing. Say that.
I wish I had grandparents left. I really do.
That's upsetting.
Ah. They were old, you know?
One second, y'all.
Chris got to sell some more dope. If weed is the cure for corona, Chris is about to be a millionaire.
Yeah, no shit.
And we need to make sure that he's our friend.
He knows that I'm his friend for life.
Right, exactly.
Not his friend, not his FWB. I'm his FFL, his friend for life.
I'll be an FWB if he becomes a
no man. you know how happy I am with my how happily married I am. Come on, man.
I'm happily unmarried too, and I'd still do it. listen.
Oh man.
Listen,
no.
We'll become partners in some way. Let's just put it like that. Like we'll become partners in some way.
we're like Pinky in the Brain.
Exactly. Exactly. Like whatever it takes, we gonna make it out together.
Oh my god.
I feel like they should have tested this. Like, if seriously, marijuana heals everything. So, like,
you know, I would take those. Yeah, I would go in that test group. I would do that.
Oh yeah.
I would put myself out there like that. put myself on the line and take that as a trial.
Absolutely.
Chris, you good? Hey, welcome back.
I'm back like Cook Crack, ladies and gentlemen. We
were just talking about your future financial success as the coronavirus healer. Because since you got the right medicine. And
seems that way.
We just want to let you know, you know what I'm saying, if it take off, you know what I'm saying,
you need to test it.
We all friends. Remember that. You know what I'm saying?
You got to go through the testing process, you know?
I got you.
and I know the side effects that might or might not cause. So remember that I can cook. So.
Hey, you make an amazing dish.
Oh, my God. Chris, man, what's happening on the corner, man? You would know.
Oh, man.
I seen rock bottom line. Got it out the money, doing fine. One of few that never did time. Knock on wood and I still grind. I done play streets in 9 to 5. In the state, I-95. In the cockpit, whip it side to side. In the kitchen, more than dinner time. Wanted to be in that winner's circle so bad, then I had to think about it. These chumps can't hold water, so what the fuck I'm gonna get about it? I don't do snakes, I don't do fakes, I don't do snitches, nor man bitches, no bitch nigga. Here's a care package.
Today as virus. I'm gone. So I'm just going through a couple of things, man. I feel great just being able to, you know, go through a computer and look at you guys at the same fucking time. So Michael Jackson's estate, his estate is donating $300,000 towards, you know, the COVID-19 relief efforts, like, which is a good thing because it still keeps Michael's name relevant into, you know, his whole plan to We Are the World situation. When you think of Mike, you think of, you know, I feel like if Mike was alive right now, it'd be a different situation with celebrities reaching out and doing more for this whole situation. I feel like it's great. I feel like the people behind his estate should do more as far as being more aware of what's going on, be more active. You know what I'm saying? If any name doesn't ring bells in the Black community, Michael Jackson's ring bell. So I feel like that $300,000 could be more. At the same time, the efforts could be more. The estate could, you know, get into it more, you know. And, you know, that's a good thing. So I'm proud to see that. It's crazy. New York, they got a temporary morgue set up outside the Bellevue Hospital. You know what I'm saying? For victims that die, like a temporary morgue, like really? You just got a morgue set up outside? Right, like, yeah, you know.
I mean, it's New York, yeah.
it's New York. I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. I mean, it's a lot going on nowadays. Bill Cosby, you know, filed a motion. He wants to be released due to the coronavirus. You know, do you think he has a chance of getting out? Maybe. Maybe not.
No.
They got so much animosity towards Bill Cosby, man. They want to see Cliff Huxtable fry. I'm telling you, fuck you, motherfucker. He's still my number one dad. I don't give a fuck. I watch reruns on my goddamn life. I watch his stand up, whatever. Don't make me no goddamn difference. Him and Sidney Poitier made great movies. Fuck what y'all talking about. Bill Cosby, he's my guy. I don't care what you're talking about.
Funny.
Fucking right, he's funny. Well, yeah, he filed a motion to get out. I think he should, but I don't think that's it's going to be so whack. It's going to be very whack. You know what I'm saying, for that whole situation. Best of luck to Bill Cosby. Hope you get a chance to get the fuck out of there and live the rest of his life at home. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't he like
90
something now?
Well, it is what it is, man. He could be that old, but at the same time,
he did what he did.
He was dead wrong. I don't know what he's thinking. But at the same time, the man is 900 years old.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He can't even get up anymore.
Yeah, he needs to get out of here. He needs to go ahead on and just let him go and let him be. If you're not hip to what's going on in the Instagram world, Boosie Badass. Now, if you don't know about Boosie Badass is one of hip hop's.
No.
You're not hip to Boosie Badass.
No.
So you're not hip to Boosie Badass. Okay, this is your homework for the night. Take time out. To look up Boosie Badass. While you drinking that wine, you look up Boosie Badass, okay? Look up Boosie Badass, and you find out that Boosie Badass is one of hip-hop's notorious mouthpieces in the 2019 and 2018. Ever since he got out of jail, he's been one of the mouthpieces of hip-hop that does not shut up. Every time something is happening, he's like Al Sharpton. He's getting there, he's grabbing up. He's kicking down the doors. He's talking that trash. Boots a badass. Look him up. Anywho.
Okay.
During quarantine, we've been quarantining for a couple of days, some more than others. We've been in quarantine for about 3 days now up here in Ohio. So Boosie tends to go on Instagram. You know, his Instagram be junk. It's junk. He goes on Instagram and say, you know, fuck that. Fuck the coronavirus. I got $1,000 for the first one who shows me that pussy.
He said, what?
Cash at Boosie Badass said, fuck the coronavirus. I will cash at any woman who showed me that cat. That vajayjay.
The vajayjay. Wait a minute. Cat. Did you say pussy?
Yes.
I thought so. Oh my gosh.
So I've never seen so many women run to Instagram to show off their kitty cat in my life.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Boosie Badass, for that sight. Thank you, Boosie Badass, for that sight.
Oh my God.
I appreciate you. This is Thick from the Corner, and I'm out.
I've seen rock bottom line. Counted out the money, doing fine. One of few that never did time. Knock on wood and I still grind. I done played streets at 9 to 5. In the state, I-95. In the cockpit, whipping side to side. In the kitchen, more than dinner time. Wanted to be in that winner circle so bad, then I had to think about it. These chumps can't hold water. So what
the life, I'm gonna get the. He's not the guy to really get into it with.
Right.
Because he's really a street dude to the fullest. And the fact that around the world, real thug dudes love this guy and will do anything to anybody that talks. Like, he's really loved in the street. So he's not the guy you really want to get into it with real heavy. But Dwayne Wade is like 6'6".
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's kind of...
He's an athlete. It ain't like he out there smoking blunts and drinking 40.
Oh,
so,
man.
Boosie?
The things that these women would go and do for Boosie on his life. Crystal, this is your homework for tonight.
I'm looking up right now.
but it's crazy because I was like, wow. He had two chicks going at him, at each other.
Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. He's kind of fucking hot.
Real talk.
Wait, what?
He had great girls going at each other on the line. When the whole thing came about about Dwayne Wade's daughter.
Yeah.
He put his live video out there. He was in Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the manager of Planet Fitness is a homosexual guy. He's of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he banned Boosie from that Planet Fitness, right?
Yeah.
Somebody rammed the truck in that Planet Fitness after that.
Wow.
So he didn't even ask the guy to go run a truck through the Planet Fitness. Just willingly just tow your truck up for a guy who don't, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
That's kind of fucked up.
Wow. Big okay.
Boosie badass, you gotta check him out, Crystal. He's real.
I'm right now.
I'm definitely about to follow his Instagram. That's for sure.
Instagram be popping, man. he has some political views. That is strong political views. Even though he's doing from the street.
I'll look at his pictures.
Wait a second. Did he actually send them the money?
He probably said. I'm quite sure he said it. Hey, but you got it tripped out because Michael Blackson do it too, though.
Wow. I think.
Man, listen.
Listen. If I had it, I wouldn't do it. Anyway.
All right, I gotta get back to you guys. Hang on. Let me get out of this because I need to go back to you. Hey, there you are. Hi.
Okay.
Then.
That information is not going to leave my brain for the rest of the day.
And I will not have an extra grand from him in my wallet.
Whew. Okay.
Because back to comment A, I'm a very happily married woman.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And that just happened. What is it with celebrities? So like, this has been a weird week for celebrities in general because they've either been just constantly contracting the coronavirus or they've been putting out weird videos where it's like no one cares.
And right now I think the world is just reeling from just random shit that's not stopping.
Yeah.
And it's just reeling and there's no backlash on any weird requests or any weird comments or any, you know, anything unusual because it's not unusual anymore. You can't get any more unusual than what this world is doing.
Yeah.
And I think that is kind of, you know, you it's like when you're drinking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You pee once. You don't want to pee once because you know you've broken the seal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. So there we go. So right now, the seal was broken with the coronavirus.
Right.
And that was a pretty big seal. And it's pretty much gushing.
Gushing.
And nobody's even paying attention to the severity of what the hell else has to be said or whether it has to be said because it's not a big deal. Yeah. Nothing is a big deal anymore. Nothing.
So, like, celebrities have just been, like,
they're so spoiled.
Oh, my God. Like, they just prove, like, how fucking unserious they all are this entire week. So, like, listen, I love Gal Gadot, and I'm definitely going to go see Wonder Woman 84. But, I guess she put out a video.
Okay.
Where she got a bunch of celebrities together, and they all sang Imagine, the Beatles song.
Hmm.
You know, it's a great song. I guess an okay idea, but the problem was, they can't sing. So she didn't get...
That absolutely sucks.
Yeah, she didn't get really good singers to do it.
I should have sung for them.
Right? But on top of that, it was also... It just basically showed everybody, like, this is your priority? Like, all of you are millionaires, you know what I'm saying? Like multiple millionaires. You couldn't, I don't know, give up a meal to like help a hospital or
something. Thank you.
I actually meant to say that. Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Gave up $1 million for
good for her.
Yeah.
Don't say Greenpeace or something stupid.
I don't know what it was for, but like, yeah, just like, you know, either donating to especially specific causes
She donated to the virus, but like employees away. She donated $1 million though. That's the move I'm saying.
Good. Yeah. But she's the youngest self-made billionaire. I get it. And I think that's amazing that she did it. And I think it's amazing that she did it because she's a good Jenner. Does that make sense?
She's a good Jenner.
She's a decent Jenner, right? and I think that it's awesome that she did it. Right. I think that what Kay Love did was amazing.
Yeah.
I think that if every celebrity donated, or imagine that if every single person on this planet who could be classified as a millionaire or a billionaire, Donald Trump, forked over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't miss it.
No, of course not.
They wouldn't miss it. And they would benefit on so many levels. Taxes, their soul. I'm sorry. Doesn't it just make sense?
It makes sense, and that's probably why they won't do it. But like, I mean, just think about that. Like you're I love Gal Gadot. Like I said, I don't mean to take any piss out of Gal Gadot, but you're pretty, I would say, B-level celebrity, right?
Right. And
you managed to get all of these people to sing a song.
Yes.
Like, okay, so imagine if you were Beyonce, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't galvanize like 100 famous people that you know to be
Seriously, how hard?
Be like, look, because we're in a time where I don't think people are taking it seriously yet. That's where we're at.
We are going to die. We are all going to fucking die.
I'm not thinking that ahead.
No, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, this is a pretty serious virus.
Yeah.
And I consider myself educated. I consider myself healthy. I consider myself intelligent enough to keep up on this shit enough to do what I got to do to keep my family safe.
You know, we're so separate about what's going on in life, and it should never be like that when you got all your resources and everything right there. If you got a person in your neighborhood that's a doctor, and then you also got a person in your neighborhood that's striving to be a dentist, and you also got a person in your neighborhood that's striving to be a lawyer, like those people, you keep those people in your circle, you back them, and you make sure they do what they got to do so they can come back to you and say, hey, this is what I will give to you as a person who was backing me. You know what I'm saying? That's important. We've talked about it all the time, relationships, building those relationships. Nobody want to do that. Nobody want to build that village anymore.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Word. They don't want to build that village anymore. And it's not about a village of black or white. It's about a village of America, a village of society, a village of humanity. Right. Right now, that's what it's about.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by I don't think people are taking it seriously.
Is that
we're not getting to that that community mode where it's like, hey, we really do need to start taking care of each other.
Whatever. Whatevs.
So, what's going to be our question of the week this week?
Let me think.
We'll be right back. have a question because I've actually been thinking about this. I don't know if this will be the question of the week. It just depends on how y'all answer. So the last time I was actually over my mom's house, I noticed something. Like when she talks about music or like plays music, I realize like a lot of the stuff that she listens to or that she knows, I know, right?
Yeah.
And I realize that's because as I was growing up, she constantly played, you know, her music around me, and talked to me about it. And, you know, and my dad was a DJ too. So I learned a lot about like music older than me, pretty much. Do you think, not necessarily that we should, but that like, is it necessary to share your generation's music with your children? Just so like they get an idea of what, you know, what was out there before they shit, pretty much.
Ooh. My mom is the reason I love Journey.
Mm.
So do I think they should? Abso-frickin-lutely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Chris?
My son's already in that lane. My daughter, I mean, shit. I'm only 17 years older than my daughter, so.
Y'all share the same pretty much
music.
Yeah.
You guys like the same generation for music.
My she just don't know about like the early 90s music.
The good stuff.
The 80s music.
Oh, the good stuff.
But it's a different vibe, like in about 3 more years when I play like the first Busta Rhymes, like when he with the Leaders of the New School first album for him or something.
Oh my god.
Right. Something like that for him, he gonna be like, not Busta Rhymes when he was rapping like this. Well, it's gonna make him more intrigued. Like he liked Nas, but he don't know about Nas. It's written, or he don't know about Nas. Illmatic, you know what I'm saying? He know about today's Nas.
Right, nah, you gotta listen to Illmatic, man. Like,
yeah, see that stuff I never listened to.
He know who Biggie is, but he don't know who Big L is. Mm. Or Slick Rick, or Dougie Fresh, and you know what I'm saying, like those type of dudes, and. To get them to know, yeah, I would definitely let them, you know, because he's starting to understand music. Like I told him, he's going to understand music in the way that I did because he's listening to everything. Right. You know what I'm saying? And he listens to stuff I listen to real hard and stuff that he listens to that he's hipping me to. So that's why I say wrong with him in the music, with them in the music too. So, I definitely would share knowledge of music. Like it definitely the R&B section of what I like Anthony Hamilton, like his mother, their mother is real rounded on the, like they gonna know about Gerald LaVert, like she loves Gerald LaVert. So like those type of guys, like the OJs, which was I grew up on. And playing when I was little, and that was considered. They oldie but goodie music then, and right. When I came around, it was just ancient music to me. But if you listen to it, it was great. It's great music, period.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think my youngest son would definitely appreciate it once he started getting a grasp of what music really is and how it really brings cultures and people together.
Right.
Start looking at it like that. Yeah. So yeah, I would definitely share everything with him. Definitely.
Cool. Cool. The other night was kind of funny. We were playing cards, and I played Eminem's breakout song while we're playing like garbage or some card game. And so I played, you know, Slim Shady. And she was like, "Oh my God, is this, huh?
My name is?"
Yeah, the original Slim Shady. Yeah, I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you want is Slim Shady. Real Slim Shady. Just Shady. Real Slim Shady, yeah. So, and Gracie was like, "Mom, is this..." I said, yes, it's Slim Shady. She was like, why? I said, because it's cool. But it's rap. I'm like, I know that. Right. I'm also a 90s girl, right? So that was the good shit, right? That was like that was shit that I listened to, right?
Yeah.
And I hope she, you know, keeps that, you know, in her brain and was like, yeah, mom's kind of cool, you know?
I think about that because I'm like, as my daughters are growing up, I'm like, because I don't know what, like, they're still kids, right? So they listen to whatever we put out there, you know, and and cartoons and whatever. But, like, eventually they're going to grow up into a world that's about, you know, 10 years from now.
The child that you saw into the screen earlier, you're going to have that.
Yeah.
But just not as white.
Not as white. And, you know, music is always changing. So I'm like...
And music is awesome.
Right, and I'm just like, ooh, I'm terrified. I'm like, what kind of music are they gonna get in 10 years from now? That's like,
what do they listen to now? Are they listening to like what's on the top 40 now? Like what's on Kiss FM?
They don't really like listen. That stuff? They don't really listen to like the radio much. You know what I'm saying? It's literally just what we put in front of them. And what they get from like their cartoons or whatever. But on top of that, I wanted to ask about TV shows as well. Cause I'm like, I knew the stuff that I grew up on. I'm like, bruh, I wouldn't be the person I am if it weren't for the shows I grew up on.
Even with video games.
Right. And I'm like, how do you share that stuff? Cause I mean, it's in a totally different time period. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you or should you? Because it's like would you show your kids right now,
Walking Dead?
No, not like something from like your childhood. Would you show them that?
I have. And she goes, really? Can't we watch whatever? And I'm like,
I tell them I watch a lot of things, like I had a lot of different things. And they just be looking at me like,
yeah, it just sound old and lame, don't it?
Yeah, like Scooby-Who? No, not Scooby-Who, Scooby-Doo.
Right. One thing that my kids do, they do watch. Like, no, this was the killer part when they was growing up. And it's crazy they say when they was growing up, but. As they was younger, they used to watch Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
Yes.
Tom and Jerry. They would sit back and watch Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
See, now that's a classic.
And don't talk to me, don't do nothing, because I'm watching Tom and Jerry.
And I remember one time I accidentally turned the TV to Boomerang. You know, Boomerang plays like all old school cartoons or whatever.
Yes.
And Rocky and Bullwinkle was on.
Oh my God.
Right. And I'm like, and I'm like, I'm like in heaven. I'm like, oh, right? Rocky and Bullwinkle. And it was weird because my daughters just was like, they stood there. They didn't laugh at any joke.
What kind of animation is that?
Right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're just like thrown, like, what is this? And why does dad keep laughing?
The Roadrunner and the penguin. The what is it?
Coyote
and the Roadrunner, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's funny.
You see your daughters looking at you like, they're looking at you and TV
The cool thing is that Gracie will watch that with us, because, like, my husband will, he's like a four-year-old watching that shit, because, he zones out completely.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, breakfast is ready. I've, made a huge breakfast. It's brunch. It's Sunday morning, right? I'm like, turn off the goddamn TV. Food's ready. You know, but she'll sit next to him and watch it, and I don't bother them because she is doing what I want her to do.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing what I did. She's zoning, and I love it.
Yeah, that's the only thing is I'm like I became pretty much like addicted to the shows that I watched. Like I was like, I set my life around my television schedule. So I'm like,
Scooby-Doo.
Right. I'm like,
where are you? You were in my living room at 4:00.
Right. I'm like, I don't want them to be like that, but I'm like, man, some of this classic stuff, man, I feel like I should have had y'all like when I was like 13 or something. Like, just like, so y'all could grow up with this shit.
Oh my God. Like, seriously? Yeah. I mean, I remember when the Challenger exploded.
Yeah.
And Scooby-Doo got postponed because there was an emergency whatever thing on TV. And I was in, I think, third grade. And I was like, what the heck? Where's Scooby-Doo? I don't care. Where's my goddamn cartoon? But yeah, but I remember that. And that's, you know, as horrible as that was,
yeah,
it's a memory. And it was important to me. So yeah, whatever. That's so what was your question?
Yeah, I was just like, my question was basically like, how do we...
Music.
Like,
music.
Or should we share our music and our TV shows with our kids even now?
You're talking to a music girl. So yes, I'm a foodie and a music girl. Yeah, I cook and I sing.
I think 100% we should.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was us, y'all. That was a culture shock, man. We did it. We
Cheers.
We made it work somehow.
We made it to, and now we know that if we're still, we'll be under quarantine next week. We'll do this whole thing again here.
Yeah.
So hey, same time, same place.
Same channel. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all, man.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Over and out, guys. Love you guys. See you next week.
Fun in isolation, y'all.
Peace. Over and out. Peace out.